High school sports season means lots of travel and lots of wear and tear on your vehicle. And if you don't have your car or truck well maintained, you need an unexpected roadside breakdown on your way to the big game. That's why you need to get your vehicle into Becker Auto Repair and Performance in Centralia. The highly trusted staff at Becker Auto Repair will check your vehicle over to make sure you are ready for those long nights. Does your car, truck, or van need tires? Becker's does that too. You can buy the size you need and have them mounted on site. Becker's has everything to get your vehicle in top shape. Call Becker Auto Repair and Performance at 785-857-3215. That's 785-857-3215. Becker Auto Repair and Performance in Centralia, proud sponsor of Centralia Panther Athletics on the TVL Spotlight. In sports, injuries happen. That's why the Hanover Wildcats are happy to have the Hanover Hospital as their local source for quality health care. Hanover Hospital prides themselves on providing state-of-the-art health care for every member of the family, just a short trip from home with a friendly and local staff who care for their patients. Visit their website at hanoverhospitalks.org or come see them at 205 South Hanover Street. The Hanover Hospital, proud sponsor of Wildcat Athletics on the TVL Spotlight. And we turn the page in the book that is 2022-2023. We are on the doorstep now of spring sports. Hello and welcome back to the TVL Spotlight. Jeff Ward behind the mic. As always, this week we have 3 days of softball and baseball, 7 track meets, capped off with the golfers hitting the links late in the week, so let's get to it. First off, I'd be remiss not to once again congratulate all of the terrific teams that finished their seasons at the state championships, bringing home a pair of titles to the TVL once again on the basketball courts. I have posted all of the year-end information with all league, all state, and the various publications who issued their own lists. I have put those on social media, both Facebook and the Tweet Machine. But now the athletes of the Twin Valley League trade in their basketball sneakers for cleats, and it is now time to get going with spring sports. Again, the weather may play tricks on us this week with some chilly temperatures. I will try to have any postponement up on social media. But as I've said in the past, please don't let me be the be-all, end-all for your information. The best way to get up-to-the-minute info is contacting your local schools. Let's take a look at your schedule this week in the TVL. It starts today with the Troy baseball and softball teams starting their 2023 season, taking on Pleasant Ridge. The Lady Trojans are a year removed from a second-place finish at state, after going 23-1, their only loss that state championship game. Expectations and hunger to get back to that level coming into 2023 look to be very high for the Lady Trojans, and Coach Kyle McConaughey will have to do it with plenty of new faces as Troy graduated 6 players, including pitcher Peyton Ingman, who went 13-1 last year with an ERA under 1. Backer players like senior Kaylee Grable and sophomore Emerson Weber, both who played key roles in last year's playoff run. For the Trojan boys, it didn't come as easy. 6-12 last season, including losing 5 of their last 6 games, but 1 year later, the Trojans should turn the corner and look to have a more successful 2023 season. Both Troy teams will take on Pleasant Ridge today, the baseball team hosting, and the ladies on the road. Good luck to both teams as they look to start their season off with a win. First pitch for both teams is today at 4:30. I will have an update on these games on our next episode. Let's move to your Tuesday now, which is where we really start to pick up steam. 3 track meets as well as baseball and softball. In all, 6 more schools will start off their season. We'll start first on the track, more specifically, 3 different tracks throughout the area. At Falls City is the D-West Mustangs, taking part in their first track meet of the season. D West, with so many credible athletes, they look to make a big impact on the track this year. The Troy Trojans go to Riverside. And finally, both Clifton Clyde and Lynn are at Belleville. And finally, on the baseball and softball fields, is the Onega baseball team taking on Donovan West, and the Lady Buffs facing off against Wathena Riverside. It's going to be an excellent few days coming up this week. I will be back on Wednesday to review what has gone down so far and preview the rest of the week, including the golfers' first time out in 2023, that coming up on Friday. Plenty still to come here on the DBL Spotlight this week. Longtime listeners know what a sporadic and quite honestly haphazard time spring sports is here on the TVL Spotlight. I can't promise you a regular schedule of shows like I can in winter and fall sports where we have mostly set days. So check out social media to see if shows are up. And as always, please feel free to send me any information or photos from events on those same social media pages. You'll probably see me quite often over the next few months at various meets or games. My top goals this year are to make sure I check out some baseball and softball, which I haven't been able to do much of in the past, and I also hope to attend state track this year. Sort of a shorter show here on Monday, but as things progress, obviously, you know, shows are going to get much longer. All of your results from track meets, as well as some baseball and softball. With three sports going on, it's going to be plenty of information coming through on the TVL Spotlight, and of course, as always, on social media. Before we go, I always hate to mention things like this. I always hate to even have to talk about it, and we shouldn't have to talk about it anymore. But let me just send out my condolences to the victims and families of the school shooters once again today. It's just, it's scary, man. It's something you shouldn't have to worry about. These things are happening. These things shouldn't be happening, let alone where they are happening. At supermarkets, at churches, and of course, probably the most often, at schools. Our students shouldn't have to worry about whether they are going to make it through the day at school. Our students shouldn't have to worry about, are they going to see their family once again at the end of the day? Guys, we've got to do better. And that's easy. That's easy to say. But until we do something about it, it's going to keep happening. Whether we like it or not, until we do something, it's going to continue to happen. It makes me, well, first of all, it breaks my heart. But probably at this point, it just makes me angry. It makes me sick to know that our students can't make it through the day. This was an adult. This was, and I don't know the age of the shooter, but the children, and these were children. This was a school that I believe only went to fourth grade. So when I say children, I mean children. Children that hadn't reached any sort of level in their lives. It's gone from a sad thing, and it's still a sad thing, but it's gone from sad to sickening to just plain making you mad. We've got to do better. we have to figure this out, and we've got to do it really, really fast. All of us are tired of it. But until we do something, like I said, until we do something, it's going to continue to happen. And that disgusts me. Parents that are listening to this right now, hug your kids. Students that are listening to this right now, tell your family that you love them. And students, please know that this will get fixed. Please know that we're... And I'd love to say we're trying, but man, I don't know if we're trying anymore. Please don't be scared to attend your local high school. Please don't be scared to put on your backpack each day and go to class. A quality education is the most important thing. Yes, a quality education is the most important thing. And if we don't even have the right to do that anymore, if we don't even have the ability to do that without worrying, man, this country needs help. And students know we're going to fix this. The adults have to be better. We have to start. No, we don't have to start. We have to finish this. We have to fix this. I just want to send, again, my thoughts to all of those people affected by this, affected by every incident. But man, at this point, thoughts and prayers are only going so far, man. Thoughts and prayers are only going so far. Posting it on social media and being upset by it for 48 hours, it's not doing anything. We have to be better. And again, students that are listening to this, we are going to fix it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to everyone that has been along for this entire ride. Please know, I absolutely love what I do. And every student, every athlete, and every person in this league means so much to me, to your own families, and anyone associated with us. Have a good Monday. Again, I'll be back as soon as I can. We'll talk track. We'll talk golf. We'll talk baseball and softball. Please, if nothing else, use the TVL spotlight as your break away from everything else going on. If you don't gain any information from this show, first of all, that's my fault. Second of all, please use this as a bit of entertainment to kind of put aside everything else that is going on. I love you all. See you next time. You know, the staff at B&D Buildings and Axle are a lot like their hometown Eagle athletes. They know the work starts long before what anyone sees. The planning and preparation are just the first step in providing quality workmanship at B&D Buildings. They know teamwork is the key to their success. That's why B&D Buildings remains family-owned and family-run for over 15 years. They know no matter how difficult the task, they can get it done. From small garages to large machine sheds, no project will get any less than 100% effort. They know that sometimes you have to go that extra mile to get the job done. That's why B&D Buildings services areas in Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, and Iowa. But most importantly, just like the student athletes of Axtell High, the staff at B&D Buildings are proud to be a part of the Axtell community and happy to provide the best that they can for the people that they know and love. Visit bdbuildings.net or call 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings in Axtell, proud sponsor of the Axtell Eagles on the TBL Spotlight.